Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Up next in the rundown, starting January 17th, the band AJR is heading out on a huge 4 or 5 month tour. You may know them from the recent hit Sober Up.
Hello, hello, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young.
But before AJR heads out on the 17th, on Thursday, January 16th, the band's bassist, Adam Mett, the A in AJR, has a very busy day planned here in New York City. Mett, who has a nonprofit called Sustainable Partners, Inc., partnered with the United Nations to work towards global sustainability. And on January 16th, he and a group of fellow-minded creative types are unveiling something special at the UN. And Adam Mett joins us on the phone. Hi, Adam.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
All right, I'm going to brag on you for a minute, and this will also explain how you are also a musician and an activist. You graduated from Columbia with a dual degree in business and philosophy. You have a master's from NYU in constitutional religious law, and you're now pursuing a PhD. So you were busy for the past few years. When did you establish Sustainable Partners, Inc., and what were your original goals?
Yeah, so we've been touring the world for the last few years, and as we tour, we come across audiences of all different cultures, all different types, and every single time, no matter what the song topic is, we hear people sing our lyrics back to us. And that is the thing that inspired me both to work on my PhD and to start Sustainable Partners, because there's so much more in the world that unites us than divides us. And that's what the core of human rights is. That's what the core of my academic work is. There is something so important about the things that make us one species. And the problems that are going on in the world today, those are such minute problems compared to the things that actually make us the same.
So when you thought about starting Sustainable Partners, what were your practical goals? That's sort of the bigger, that's the ethos of it all. What did you really want to do?
Yeah. In the music industry, so many of our friends tell us they go on interviews all the time and they always have to push their single or their tour or whatever they're working on at the moment. And they all wanted an opportunity to talk about something else, something that they're passionate about, some cause that they really love participating in. And we wanted to give people of note, whether it's celebrities or people in the music industry, an opportunity to talk about these things. And so we came up with some creative platforms to do that. And at the same time, we are entertaining their fans, we're educating their fans about things, and also it's an opportunity to raise some money.
So how did you end up partnering with the UN?
So that's kind of funny. After being on tour for so long and doing my PhD, the UN was looking for people to help amplify their messaging of what they call their global goals or their sustainable development goals. And those are 17 goals that every world leader came together and said, we need to achieve these by 2030. And if you think about that, that's pretty crazy that every world leader could come together and say, we need to achieve this. And it's everything from gender equality to ending poverty, education for everyone. And they were looking for people to help translate that message to millennials, Gen Zs, the kind of audiences that come to our shows.
All right. So I teased it in your intro. Tell our listeners what's going to drop on January 16th.
Yes. So we have 7 amazing celebrity advocates that have each filmed a very creative video that is doing 3 things. Each video plans to entertain people, educate people, and raise money. So we have Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on The Office, Hope Solo from the U.S. women's soccer team, Robert Irwin, who of course is the wildlife warrior, Steve Irwin's son, and they each came up with a really creative way to educate their fans about a different aspect of sustainability. And now the cool part about it is, if you watch these videos all the way through, a dollar gets donated to charity. So you know all the time we spend on social media just kind of scrolling? We thought, why not use that time for good in some way? So we're going to take that time and turn it into money, essentially. So if you watch these videos all the way to the end, a dollar gets donated to charity for each one of these videos.
So now how did you get folks like Rainn Wilson and Hope Solo involved with this, which is called Eyes on the Goals?
Yeah, I mean, all of these people were looking for a way to talk about these things that they're passionate about outside of soccer and outside of acting, outside of music. And Rainn Wilson works with an amazing charity called Lide Haiti that raises money and helps young girls in Haiti receive an education. And he wanted to find a way to connect his kind of comedy and acting work that he does with his passion for this organization. So it was a perfect platform for him. And Hope Solo is very outspoken about gender equality, especially with everything that's going on with the U.S. women's soccer team and making sure that the gender pay gap doesn't happen. So these kind of creative outlets for these people to talk about their passion was a perfect match. So some of them I wrote to on Twitter and Instagram. Some of them I found their email online. And some of them we knew through our connections in music. But they were all excited about it.
My guest is Adam Mett from AJR. We're talking about the Eyes on the Goals digital series. So that's so interesting that there are people out there who have the means and the desire but didn't know where to go, and that you seems like you have placed yourself and your organization, your nonprofit, as a conduit.
Exactly. So my nonprofit, Sustainable Partners, comes up with these creative ideas to develop partnerships to both raise money and educate people about sustainability. So this is the project we're working on right now.
So on the 16th, can people, do they watch them online? Do you go to the UN to see them? Where can we see them, these videos?
Yeah, so on the 16th, the videos will be released everywhere online. Each of these celebrity advocates are releasing them on their own social media platforms. But the cool thing is that we're also opening up the event to the public at the UN. And you might think of the UN as this, oh, private thing where only world leaders can go. But actually, this event is open to the public. So you can come, you can watch the videos premiere with us. But at the same time, in between the videos, we're talking about different aspects of sustainability, how individuals can get involved, how businesses can get involved, how we can influence policy, and all of those different things. And there might be a surprise performance or two.
Ah, nice deep tease. So if people want information where they can get tickets or where how they can go to the UN on the 16th, where should they go?
Absolutely. You can go to sustainablepartnersinc.org, and there's an RSVP link there, and you can even watch a trailer to see what those videos are going to be.
My guest has been Adam Mett from AJR. It's the Eyes on the Goals digital series in association with the UN. Adam, have a great day on the 16th, and safe travels on the 17th.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Allison.